Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Everybody,
what's happening?
Welcome back to another what?
Why are you doing it different?
Oh, I'm supposed to give you pause so you can say
Yeah. Okay, what's up?
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is this gonna cause an argument?
My name is Angel Akita Moore Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel.
I am the other host of this is going to cause an argument, Marcus Tanksley, also known as Marcus Saint on the Gram, Marcus Saint on the Book, Tank, That Heifer, and Plates.
We are a weekly podcast where we talk about any and everything. Marcus and I have been married for almost 14, no, not almost, we've been married for 14 years.
You get it right. Okay.
And you that, can't ever.
And together for 17.
Exactly. Because he always got that wrong. We've been together for 17 years. This is a weekly podcast. We're going to start again because I don't see... Oh, no, we don't have to. God dang it, guys. Let me tell you, I thought I heard a little beep. I thought our thing stopped recording and we just can't do the technical difficulties today. That's also... That should... Is we this going to have a technical difficulty? That could be the name of the podcast.
Yeah, we're going to have a podcast about setting up for the podcast.
No, but we talk about any and everything. We do this every week. We want to give a huge shout out to our 3 sponsors today. Who are they, baby?
They are Scribd.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I love Every and Monk Pack.
Look, that was focused and I appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because Plates was about to come out.
Plates! We also want to give a huge shout out to the people that sit and laugh at us as we mess up. I mean, it's just emojis, laughing emojis at us, filling
they
up
laughing.
Our screen. That's our Patreon. We call them our immediate family, our Angel Wings, our Tanks Riders. They are watching us. Excuse me.
Right now, as we film this live.
And the reason why they would do this is because they're part of our Patreon. They pay the low of $5 a month.
Five alls.
To get early access to content, to get unedited access to content.
Mm-hmm.
They get a lot of stuff that other people don't get. If you're watching this on my YouTube channel, you are definitely getting a lot of good stuff as well. And that's on That Chick Angel TV on YouTube. Just like when Marcus went down to scratch his leg just now and the camera focused on his big yellow forehead.
Yeah.
Instead of the person talking.
Yeah.
Me.
Did you talk too much?
Do I?
Sometimes.
You don't talk enough.
I know. That's why we, it's that puzzle piece.
No. I don't want to be a puzzle piece. I want to be slices of bread just on top of each other.
Yeah, but they don't interlock.
Identical. But they're delicious together.
Strange.
How's that strange?
Just go with the podcast.
I'm in the podcast.
God, that...
You don't want to have a delicious puzzle piece. You want to have a delicious sandwich.
The things are made to come between two slices of bread.
Like love and intimacy.
No. No. Yes.
That's what that peanut butter and jelly is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. So we usually start.
Slices of bread are meant to be separated. That's why your puzzle piece, you're supposed to put it together and glue it.
God, no.
And you're being just nasty together. Just stuck in the situation.
That sounds terrible. Anyways, we start each of our podcast episodes off with either one or two segments.
One of the two.
And the segment we will be starting off with today is In My Feelings, where we talk about what's got us feeling good and... What then got us Kristoff. Yeah, I said it.
Take it, babe. You seem like you gotta get something off your chest.
If you are watching this, you can. You'll be able to see it. If you're not watching, I don't know what to tell you. Well, I'll tell you what's happening. I was so happy about these beautiful nails I got done in Baltimore, Maryland with my sister. Been doing great. I've been traveling, dealing with luggage, hadn't bust off my nails. Then today, when I tried to put my neck pillow in its case, the whole entire nail came off. The whole entire nail came off. What is this?
Another one bites the dust.
It came off. Look at this finger. It was...
Yo, hands always getting done because you can't keep nothing on.
I've been doing good.
Leave me now, no. I don't know. I can't come up off the brain like it, like you be doing.
Oh. I was on the plane putting my neck pillow up when the thing ripped off. It came clean off. And when I got off the plane, I showed all the guys. I showed Tahir. I showed Josh. I showed Kevin. He was like, oh, your nail. I said, you see why I say the things I say about my hand? I said, look at this finger now. Look at it. He said, yeah, that looked like it's about to go work at a steel company.
You definitely improved, though, on your nail game and how long you were able to keep them on.
Oh, yeah.
That was Angel's thing. It was like she'd go get her nails done at 2 o'clock. By 6 o'clock, she's cussing because one of them popped off.
One of them popped off. One of them broke. I found the length.
She'd go back the next day and the same thing.
I have a certain length that I keep. And I've been really wanting to get into, like, now I know all y'all saying glue it on. This has happened to me before. The glue don't work, y'all. It don't work. I'll have it on, and by the time I get to the car, it done popped off.
Like, this is, I got so used to hearing it, like, God dang it, my nail. Oh, my reaction was just, mm-hmm.
Cause, no sympathy.
No, because it's happened so much. I'm like, she doing that for attention.
Really? Press on nails, one of my Patreon people. No, it doesn't work. They come off. I don't know how people are able to keep press on nails. And I'm talking about come off within 2 days. I'm over here.
Yeah, I got some industrial stuff in there in the garage. I can get that thing on there.
You can get that thing
on
there?
No, I can get that thing on there.
That thing
on
there.
It's going to have to grow off.
The other thing that's got me in my feelings in a bad way is that I think it's my age that has made it so that I cannot fly comfortably unless I am in luxury seating.
That ain't age.
No. I'm dead serious.
You know what? I can only get comfortable on leather seats in a car. I can't do cloth. You know, it chases me.
No, I like cloth seats now.
I'm just saying that's an example.
No, I do think that the Lord is calling me to come healthy enough to fly private is what it is.
ain't he calling all of us to do that?
I don't know.
He's been calling
so.
Me to do that since I was about 12.
Well, then you ain't doing what you need to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we should have been
he
there
has
by now.
He ordered my steps.
You walking them slowly.
You might slow and steady wins the race. We should just talk
parables.
Parables the whole time.
But no.
Me and my boy did that with movie titles one time.
Oh, if I was good at movie titles. But no, really. I am in pain when we fly. No joke.
Yeah, and it makes her cousin's rubbing off on her.
No, bump Kev. I don't care nothing about what he's doing in his first classness. I am in pain when I fly. And it irks my nerves.
Yeah, because Angel, she's one of them people who can get comfortable as long as she sleeps, she's comfortable.
Yes.
And she can fall asleep in any way possible. And I'd be on the plane with her like, how are you asleep right now?
I feel like you now.
Hey, like planes would make me miserable, absolutely miserable, but I ain't traveling every week, so I'm just like, hey.
I am like...
But coming back from Hawaii, I was like, I don't care what it costs.
Yes. Oh, no, I already knew.
Eight and a half hours, I'm like, no.
I was like...
I will set with the pilots if I have to.
But no, like, they...
But that's me. That's welcome to my world. Yeah, I'm like sorry I'm you having to go through it.
But yeah, today I had the exit row. But on these exit rows now, they don't put the what do you call it, the TVs on the back of the seats in front of you. They now pop up out of the armrest. So those things are solid. You remember when we were flying to Hawaii, we had the exit row.
Yeah.
I was telling you how tight my seat was.
Yeah, them seats are narrow.
So my butt is like, over there just tearing up the sides. It's all tight. I swell up really fast on the plane now. Mm-hmm. So my feet need to be elevated some, or they swell up really fast. My hands swell up really fast. If I'm turned like this, pain is shooting down my neck and my back. It is...
In my crack.
Oh. I wish...
Not pain.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I like
that. Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah.
You know what? I've tried compression socks once before. I do not like on my feet and my legs. But anyways, I just am uncomfortable, and then I lost the nail, and I was just like, Lord, help me find my Fenty so I can fly private. I'll still open up for Kev. I'll still host the shows. But
your brand, your Fenty. I'm like, what does you getting a brand deal for it? But your own
my
version.
Version of Fenty.
Yeah.
And that way I can fly private, because this is, or just at least first class every time with a, because I'm trying to figure out if I can bring a footstool.
Won't watch this. I can't.
If I can,
okay.
If there's something, I've been putting my feet in my bag to try to lift my feet some. It is terrible, y'all. So, yeah.
I get you. I feel it. Nobody understands more than me.
I know, babe. Whew. I know.
I'd be like, we going home for the hot man. Hell with our family. This hurts.
It's to the point now.
But
it's not
four kids, we ain't about to do all that. But yeah, if it was just me, I mean, I know you do what you can to get the first class, but a lot of times they're taken.
Also, but this is the other thing, though. It's not as bad if I'm not trying to go to sleep. If I'm not trying to go to sleep, I'm not in pain. But when I'm trying to go to sleep, and if I'm not holding up my own body structure with muscles and skeleton... It's a wrap for you, girl. It be hurting me so bad, and I'm just frustrated.
We gonna get massages again?
Yeah.
I can't find nobody.
No, I'm gonna talk to these people because they not taking you seriously. I'm gonna talk to them.
I yelled at old girl. But even the rest of the massages, the parts that she wasn't going. Let's real quick.
Well, we gonna get to in your feelings.
I ain't got me in my feelings.
Huh?
That ain't got me in my
feelings. Well, the way she did you first, it should have.
Yeah, I wanted to punch her little self in her neck.
Well, you know, before we get to your feelings, we should go ahead into our first ad.
Our first ad, y'all. Scribd.
Scribd. Rhymed with ribbed. And
Ribbed and fibbed is Scribd.
Let's spell it for them so that they can know what it is.
It's S-C-R-I-B-D.
Okay. So, I don't know if you are like me and you either like really like reading certain books, mm-hmm. but possibly don't have time. I can't remember the last time I was able to go to a library and pick out books for myself to read.
You hoes, people out here didn't even know libraries did that. They was like, hold on, there was actual buildings?
But like, I know I was a part of a book club for a little bit with my girlfriends, and we were reading really great black literature. And sometimes it would be hard to be like, okay, what's a really good black author that we can find? We want to find, like, when I chose a book, I wanted it to be something comedic because I wanted something to be able to laugh out loud while I was reading. Mm-hmm. And trying to find a place where you can find all of that in one place, anything you're looking for in one place. Well, the search is now over. With Scribd.
Scribd is right there, y'all. Scribd, it's you can get instant access to that library when signing up.
Forbes and TechCrunch.
I'm sorry. And TechCrunch described
Ribbed
as the Netflix of books. Like that's their library is vast.
It's Netflix for books. So if you
what
think
did I say?
Of.
Oh, for books. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
So when you think about Netflix and you could just search and find just about anything. That's what you're going to get with Scribd. Also, I think the best part of it is you get 60-day trial, free trial, free. You get to try it for free, okay? So, like, right now everybody's into, like, streaming videos and stuff like that. That's kind of what you can kind of see this as, like, being able to have all these books at your fingertips for the low,
books, magazines, podcast, everything.
It's for less than $10. It's $9.99 a month. Super duper inexpensive. I really like it, not just for the books. Let me tell you what got me crunk when we first, like, entered into the world of Scrib. I haven't had an audition like this in a long time, but this is all I used to audition for. Y'all, I don't know. I think y'all know this. I did musical theater a lot. And when you do musical theater, you have to bring sheet music in order to have the piano player play the song that you're singing. Scrib has a library of sheet music.
That's my first time ever hearing it.
Marcus was like, what sheet music? I was like, listen, babe.
When she described it to me, I was like, you needed that stuff.
I used to have to hunt for this mess. And the fact that it's all in one place to be able to find it, they also have audiobooks, which will be great for little Marcus to be able to use. They have magazines. They have podcasts. They have so many things in one place. And like I said, you're able to get all of it for $9.99. It doesn't get any better. And also, I just think, so like those of y'all who are part of Melissa's Book Booze, this is a place where you can get your books from. I also want to be able to start getting into reading more while I'm on the road, because I don't want to just be letting my brain melt away. So you can explore your interests in any format with millions of ebooks, audiobooks, magazines, and more. Again, we want to remind you can enjoy instant access to Scrib's entire library for less than the cost of a single book. With Scrib's, you get access to the largest digital library in the world right from your favorite device. Automated suggestions and hand-curated picks make choosing your next book easier than ever. Easily switch between titles, genres, and formats right from the app. In Discover Must Reads, new works from celebrated authors like Roxane Gay, Charles Yu, and more. Premiering exclusively on Scrib. All right, right now, Scrib is offering our listeners a free 60-day trial. Go on, right, to try. Oh, you don't like I'm doing it? You don't like it? go to.
I'm like, are you? Yeah. What are you looking at me?
I don't know. I don't know if I thought you were going to jump in or not. But no, this is what we want you to do. Go to try.scrib.com/argue.
Argue.
For your free trial. That's try, like T-R-Y, scrib.com/argue.
Argue.
To get your 60 days of Scrib for free. Y'all going over there. You get 60 days for free. Don't be playing.
Y'all better go on over to Scrib and check out some stuff. Look at your... Broaden your horizons.
Broaden your horizons.
Round about your... what's it called? Well-rounded.
Round about your well?
Yeah. Ain't no telling what you're going to discover over it for yourself.
Yeah, but no, you'll really like it. It does make it very easy to find the things that you would like without having to leave the comfort of your home.
I forgot how much I liked certain magazines. I'm like, I did used to read these magazines all the time.
I know, because when are we
and
out?
And then you're busy.
Yes.
And you're busy, and it's like, oh, it's right there.
Boom. Give it a try. Use the promo code ARGUE. Use that /ARGUE. All right. They be hurting my husband, and I'm not having it. These masseuses.
Oh, yeah.
They see this big old strong man.
And that
they
you know think what's annoying? The last time we went, this the dude that was taking us in, and he was like, you know, the lady came and got Angel. And he was like, a lot of people request her, the lady that had Angel. He said, because she's extremely strong. She said, out of the five shops, she's the strongest. He was like, a lot of people come back, and she like shakes her head like, They thought they wanted a firm massage, but they don't. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I don't want that. Every time I get a massage, they see me. I didn't see it. They see me and they automatically think, oh, he is a massive man. He must want an extremely intense deep tissue massage. And I don't. I don't enjoy it. And the dude was saying the same thing. He said, I understand. I get it. He said, people do it to me all the time too. And I absolutely hate it. I don't need somebody to try to get their finger in between my ligaments and my bones. Like, I can't stand it. So apparently he must have talked to the lady because I said something, but she had already started like real soft. I'm like, okay, he must have talked to her. Like, don't be doing it. Get up off of it. All right, I don't need you to try to take your knuckle and bear it down through my back to my chest. That's not enjoyable. I don't know who enjoys this stuff, but I don't.
Right.
And the one that gets me, like I think you said she did to you, is when they try to get up under your shoulder blade. Nothing was meant to go up under there.
Right.
That's not already there.
They be taking their little fingers and just be digging just in there.
Dig in there, try to lift up stuff. Like, I'm like, you trying to bust my clavicle or something? Anyway, so she was doing all right. And, you know, it was like, all right, I'm getting a massage. But I've really only done one massage that actually felt good. This didn't feel good. It just felt like, all right. Somebody's doing stuff, and I'm not really enjoying it that much.
Give you the best massages?
And you do, actually.
Me.
Angel actually gives the absolute best massages. But she's doing okay until she gets up here to my traps. For y'all listening and don't know what a trap is, that's your trapezoid that goes between your shoulder and your neck. And she's doing this thing to where imagine you trying to pick up a phone book with two fingers. And it's slipping out of your hand. Mm. That's how she's grabbing my muscle and pulling. Mm-mm. And it is, I'm like, that, no. Stop. That hurts. She's like, oh, okay, really intense. You really tense, right? Yeah, because you're hurting me.
Because you're hurting.
That's why I'm tense. Winslet, it's been a long time since you had my side. Yeah, for this reason. That hurts.
Well, your AW over
then
here.
Then she dropped over to the other side. Did the same. I was like, that hurts.
AW just said, yeah, deep tissue is not supposed to be relaxing. That's why we don't ever ask for it.
Yeah,
I'd be like, give me Swedish. Give me the whitest of the Swedens that you have.
If I want to
sweetly touch me.
Yeah, if I want to relax that much, I'll take my ass to the backyard and smoke a cigar. I don't need to pay nobody to dig into my nothing.
No, we're going to get another massage. And they're going to do right by you because I'm not having it. I'm not having it.
Every time, just other than Angel. What's it called?
To knock them in.
Oh, it feels so great. Like, yeah, relaxing. But yeah, these people, I'm going to be like, man, I'll punch all y'all in the stomach. Other things got me in my feelings. LAUS Punk Ass D.
Get it out, baby.
That's the school system out here in California. They are trash with this online thing. And we're convinced that they're purposefully making it difficult for people that has their kids online just to try to get their kids in the schools. But we're not sending our kids to school without no goddamn vaccine. This Kai, our twin started, what, 2 weeks ago? A week ago. This is the beginning of the second week. Yeah. Our twins are assigned to two different teachers. Kai's teacher still ain't showed up.
We don't know where
he's sitting in a science class.
Mm-hmm.
And that teacher, luckily, is nice enough to where I'd really, really like their teacher.
Oh, Benjamin.
He's dope. For real, he's dope. I do like that dude. But it's like, come on, really? And then every single day, logging them on, there's a different issue. They got tablets from this year that they were assigned. We're using the tablets from last year that they were assigned.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Return. Oh, yeah. 2 years ago that we didn't return. Ain't none of these tablets working right. It's to the point to where, being that Marcus is gone, I'm using his laptop. Sai's using his laptop right now. And Kai has to use Sai's tablet.
I'm about to buy them to my beds.
They trash, y'all. LAUS Punk ASD.
It's ridiculous. It is very disheartening because they're not putting out any statements.
They ain't, if a teacher sent, somebody sent an email like, look, y'all, we know this is messed up and we're sorry, but we're working on it. But if it don't happen, then you crap out of luck. I mean, like, you know what? At least they let me know something. But they ain't saying nothing.
They
paid a call service to take their calls just so they can ignore the call service. They ain't even taking phone calls right now.
They shut down
the just started their vacation on the first day of school was like, unplugging phones. We'll be back in a couple of months.
I'm just.
But that's got me in my feelings. I better not meet nobody from LAUSD program.
I better not. So it is very frustrating because you would think that the online version of school would be like, would be the thing that was together.
Good, because that's all they did last year.
Listen, one of my girlfriends just removed her daughter from LAUSD altogether because the school lied and said, that they would have the kids, what'd she say, three feet apart, social distance during lunch.
Mm-hmm.
They sit like we are right now. She was like, she didn't know. I said, well, my kids' school that they're supposed to go to in person, they made it known up top that they didn't have enough room to social distance. So I said, I don't know why your school lied to you.
Yeah, I don't. It's just, and I don't know, because this is what, three people in Marcus's class? No, somebody's class. And we know people that's kids are in school and they've already experienced people having to leave because of COVID. They've been infected by COVID. Affected by COVID.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what are they about to do when all these kids start getting sick? Because we all know this Delta variant don't care what age you are.
Right.
Is if it's going to get you sick or take you out, it's just going to do it. So what's got me, you know, pissed off is LAUSD. But what's got me feeling good, you're watching, some of y'all may notice, some of you may not. The lighting in here is a little better. I got up all the blinds on the first level of our house, y'all.
On the bottom level, yeah.
On the bottom level. It feels great to have that done. I walk in and I see it, I'm like, yeah.
He's so happy.
It's done. I'm so happy with it because them shades that they had up were trash. The color was bad enough. But the fact that they're these paper mache little things, you can't see through them. You got to either raise it up or you know how the realtor said they were cheap. They're not cheap. Them things are expensive, but they are trash.
Uh-huh.
It's like recycled trash, and they're still trash. So I got rid of those and got blinds up so we able to dampen how much light comes in. The first floor is glowing nicely now. It ain't coming through brown ass shades and crap. It looks good down here. You know, we can still get the view if we want it, or we can close it off if we want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Angie likes it closed. She likes doing stuff in his office. We need to get it disinfected. But I love the fact that these blinds are up.
I'm the one who likes to do and stuff in this
gonna,
office.
And I'm going to get started upstairs later on this week.
Is that who?
That's all you. Yeah. Then I'm going to get started upstairs because right now the first, you know, you can see one window on the first floor and they need to match. So I got to hurry up and do those for the ones upstairs. But that's what's got me feeling good.
Is that what's got you feeling good? What's got me feeling good is being home by my boo. How you know it was you?
Girl, come on now.
I was so happy to get home to my husband and my kids. Can't wait to pick up my oldest son, take him to get fitted for his braces.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember because I'm excited because I know he's excited.
Too. Yeah, he's real excited.
being on the road, while it does give me when we don't have the food show to cook and when we're not
cooking at food shows
to shoot.
You know, you got special. Good thing it ain't VHS no more.
We don't have this food show when we don't have a food show to shoot and we're not hopping from one city to the next like we did New York, Philly, and New Jersey. I do get the benefit of having just a little bit of like me time to make sure that I work out sometimes I'm working on brand deals and stuff. So I get to work on it uninterrupted and not have to like deal with Amar, needing me or the twins needing me, but I do be missing my babies and my biggest baby right here.
We be missing you too.
I can't tell sometimes. It was good to get
the phone stuff just be trash to me.
Marcus,
I'm trash on the phone.
I be trying to spice up the phone, and
she
Marcus
do.
Be
she
like,
do. She be trying, and I appreciate. It. I just
that's what he be giving me. I be
phone?
Like,
phone? Nah, I don't be giving you that.
But
if I'm in the middle of something, it's hard for me to switch over. It's like, all right, let me switch over to the good phone, Marcus. Like they in two different cities.
I need one to get on a train.
Yeah, that's exactly what he get on is a train. Because by the time prepped up, ready to talk. You're like, all right, I gotta go. I was like, oh, he just showed up. As you go on back now, don't even come in.
No, tell him to stay right in the house.
We can't stay here. We don't like each other. I know I'm. I be trying. I'm gonna try harder.
But
especially the FaceTime. I got this damn iPhone now. Angel be FaceTime. She be like, this is her looking at me on the phone. So what you doing? I'm like,
I'll be all close to the
I'm
lens.
In the middle. Like there's never a great time. And then when I FaceTime her, she's either asleep or in the middle of something or talking to people. I'm like, Nick, I don't want to talk to you if you're in the middle of doing all these things. Because this ain't no phone. I don't want to be there with them. I want to be there with you.
Well,
not the chick doing your nails or somebody random. So I struggle with it.
He struggle. He do. But yeah, he wait, call me back all late. I'll be all sleepy. I'll be like, I'm a night-night time for me because I've been sweating on stage. It's a lot.
FaceTime should be illegal.
But luckily, Amar knows who I am via FaceTime. So he gives me enough juice where I'm just like, he'd be like, hi, mommy. I was asking him the other day, yesterday, literally. I was like, where's Lottie Dottie? And he told me where she was.
Lottie.
And pointed to outside. Where's Sankai? Sankai. Where's Marcus? Marcus.
He been yelling Marcus's name. Marcus. Did I tell y'all this last week? Was this last week? Oh. So Marcus was trying to get him to say, get Amar to say his name. This is last week. Or maybe a week before, Amar wouldn't say it. The next day, Marcus! He is screaming Marcus's name from downstairs to the point Marcus is finally like, what, Amar? And I'm like, you wanted this. You wanted, you brought this on yourself.
And
now that's his thing. You're like, Marcus! I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
There it is.
Well, this is why I love this next sponsor, Love Every, because as you watch your little one learn and grow, it can be so beautiful. It can be the best experience in the world. You want to make sure they have the toys that grow with them and make learning challenging. Well, not, excuse me, you don't want to make it challenging, but you want it to challenge them on the right level. And that's why Love Every is dope. Love Every creates toys and sends them to you as your child progresses to each milestone and stage.
Dope.
So you're getting the toys that are appropriate for their age level and their development.
Yeah, that way you ain't getting stuff that's way too advanced for them like my parents was getting me.
And getting your children. Your mother and dad were prone to get stuff that you just like, man, you know.
Y'all know, y'all was getting this stuff for me when I was 12. They are three.
They
do not know how to operate this thing. This is dangerous at their age. It says for 14 and up right here on the package.
Right. Well, you ain't got to worry about that with Love Every. They're designed by experts for your child's developing brain. Each play kit is tailored to your child's exact learning stage as they have the right toys for the right time. And the new play kits deliver every few months that your child that grow with your child. Play kits come with unique one-of-a-kind activities, play things that are built to endure plenty of play. I will say that about Love Every. These are not no little cheap little toys Love Every, my bad. These are not little cheap little toys you step on and they're going to crack. They're made of like solid wood. There's this one block that we have that Amar really loves. On each side of the block, you're able to open and close a door a specific way. So some has
like a latch that goes down into the hole. Some has like the sliding like deadbolt.
Mm-hmm.
One has the little thing like with the chain on it, like you put on the apartment doors.
Yes.
Or whatever door.
That thing is solid as something that's it's about heavy. To break.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where like stuff like that improves their dexterity and everything.
Yeah, their fine motor skills.
That's probably why he can walk around and open up all the child gates. Come to think of it.
Each kit comes with a play guide that's packed with expert tips, ways to play, and do it yourself home activities your kids will love. So yes, my favorite part is that these don't look like the little very commercialized toys that you find like in a regular kid store that just looks like, you know what, just put a bunch of paint on this. Mm-hmm. This ain't gonna help. They're gonna lose all the pieces to it. These look like well thought out toys that you can tell. It's not just like, oh, look at that flashy little butterfly that's in tap shoes. Like there,
it's built for a purpose.
It's built for a purpose. There's another one, this thing that I do really like. It's a, think of it as like almost like a blanket that has little pockets in it. And in front of each pocket is a picture of an animal, but it's a realistic picture of an animal. And then there are little itty bitty pillows that can fit in the pocket that are also the same picture as each animal. So he's able to, Amar's able to pick up the pillow and put it in the pocket of the matching animal. Mm-hmm. It's something super duper simple, but again, the child is not getting distracted by stuff that don't help. Right. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like about
useless,
it.
Useless flashing lights and noises and stuff.
that aren't beneficial.
That aren't beneficial, yeah.
So this is what we want you to do. Take the guesswork out of your child's play. Love Every Today. Choose Love Every Today and get free shipping when you sign up to receive your play kits at loveevery.com/argue.
Argue.
That's loveevery.com/argue.
Argue.
For free shipping. loveevery.com/argue.
Argue.
This is also a really good idea if you're looking for a gift to give someone who is pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of getting them like little random cheap toys, this subscription to Love Every would also be a really good gift.
Yeah.
So anyway, did you talk about what got you feeling good?
He's blind.
The blinds. Okay, so we did all that. Okay.
Good.
So let's jump
y'all see
in.
How his light ain't all bright on my face like it was? It's because I had to raise that blind, that shade up, and all the light would just pierce in. But now I got blinds. I see it like it. Put it like that. Just a little bit of light come in.
A little bit of light.
Just a little bit of light. A little glow. Well, we can go maximum if
we
you want
got
to.
That glow.
So today's topic, we're going to move on to today's topic. It's not what we're doing. We are going to talk about ways that you have been influenced by your partner or husband or wife, whoever that may be, since you have been together or married, whether that be good or bad. Ways you have changed the way you've done things because you've seen it benefit or not benefit them.
I want y'all to know that I'm looking at my husband all crazy.
Yeah.
Because
I said I didn't know if I wouldn't do that one yet.
I know. We had discussed the topic. He was like, I don't know. I feel like we've done it. I was like, how so?
Well, the producer be producing sometimes.
And so I went, typed up the topic so we could have some talking points. And he just did the old pivot. Hey, Well, then go ahead. Start it off, sir. So I would think, well, here's my point of view just on.
That's exactly what I did. Tiffany said Marcus pulled an angel.
Being great?
Yeah.
Here's the thing that I have always felt about just mankind. I feel as though we are supposed to be affected by each other, right? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
We are.
That's good. That's good. I got two good friends that be doing it.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. We're supposed to be affected by each other. We're not supposed to live life in a vacuum where just our own personality traits that we came into this world with are the end all to who we are or who we will be.
Right.
So
you evolve over time. Like I just say it all the time. Like people we were, we are not still, and we shouldn't be.
Oh, that's good.
Hey.
That's good.
Hey, you know, I'm gonna meet you at your level.
You gonna meet me there, baby?
Where I'm gonna go?
Yeah, I do think that situations and people have a really situations meaning things, our experiences through life and people have a or should have an effect on who we become. That's why it's so important for me as a mother to make sure my children are being exposed to people who are going to affect them in the right way. And then hopefully I'm sending them out in the world to also affect people in a positive way as well. But as far as in you and I, you go ahead and start off. How have I made you different, better, excellent?
And worse. Let's start with worse. It's the easiest. Now, one thing I watching Angel, it used to... I still don't think she's perfected it, but it helped me is multitasking. I used to be I still do multiple things different from Angel. However, being around her, watching how she operates, it did let me see that I'm able to do more than just focus on one thing. I'm able to focus on multiple things, even though it still looks much different from the way Angel would do, or anybody else really. It's like I still have my block thinking of the way I do things and the way I finish things. However, I will start, instead of having one box out there, I'll put six out there. And I'm only going to focus on this box, but I still have in mind, and I will adjust my time to make sure I can hit all those boxes. And that's the way that you have affected me, and like watching you is like, all right, Angel's doing 10,000 things right now. I don't agree with how she's doing it, but she is doing 10,000 things right now, and some of it ain't getting done. Some of it is, but that's still more than the way I planned on doing this. So let me try to adjust. It's like, okay, I can do more. Still not going to touch as many things as Angel, but I am definitely touching more than what I initially, well, years ago, would have started off doing.
Are your parents not multitaskers? From my point of view, it don't seem like it, but I could be wrong.
Their lives are so different.
That's the reason why I don't think they're multitaskers.
Yeah. I mean, their lives have been, I mean, at work, they had to be, like, both of them in their fields, field that they, well, mama should be retired. She just don't want to be bored. In their fields, they had to, because I remember I would listen to them talk, and now thinking about those conversations that they would come home from work and they would sit there and talk about what they were doing and who said what. Now that I think back on those conversations, because some of them I remember in, like, very, like, vivid detail. It was like a lot of multitasking, but as far as like home environment, it was like the normal family of, we're going to come home, we're going to cook, daddy's going to watch the news, we run around the house, we sat down and eat dinner, talk, laugh, get in trouble, go to bed, and get up and do it all over again. So it wasn't like them running a business. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I definitely think the simplicity of you all's life would lend you to not having to focus on multiple things at once.
When I would visit them at work, it was definitely multitasking. I'd be like, how are they keeping track of all of this stuff? Mm-hmm. Just dealing with different patients and all of this stuff. It's like, first of all, you remembering everybody's names. Mm-hmm. Like some of them they know from years of, you know, showing up at the office. Others is like new, but you holding conversations. They talking about, you know, their, you know, charts and medical stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's so that was definitely multitasking. Instead of just focus on one person, they would have like six people in there at once, and I'd just be sitting in the corner like watching. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, I'll do y'all's thing. But it was normal to me now, but as I look back on it, it was definitely like multitasking in a sense.
Where with my mom, she's probably carried more jobs at one time as she's gotten older, but I do remember definite phases in my childhood where she would have multiple jobs outside of her career. Like my mother used to have a janitorial business while also being a computer programmer, while also selling insurance, while also being a minister with a bunch of stuff. So the idea of one thing having to be done at a one time has never been a thing that I had to prescribe to ever. And none of the tasks that I have most of the time during the day are life altering. Meaning if I get it wrong, the repercussions of it aren't that great. So if my focus wasn't sharp and keen, and there was a mistake, mm-hmm. nobody's gonna die. You know, nobody's gonna. it might just cause me to have to put in a little extra work than before. Like, oh, I left this in an edit. I should have taken this out. So now I gotta spend an extra 20 minutes cutting it out, post, yada mm-hmm. yada. But that's also, I think, a reason why I have been multitasking, and I am just have high expectations of what I want to achieve in a day. Mm-hmm. And this is not to say that block scheduling wouldn't work better for me. It's just, this is what I have been doing. So, I just be doing it. And then also, life doesn't respect my hustle a lot of times. I had, Marcus went to go shoot with Tahir. I had a meeting because I have somebody redoing my logo because I wanted to refresh my logo. I've been rocking the same logo for 10 years. I was like, let's do a refresh. They were like, we want to have a meeting with you to get your thoughts on the first draft. Marcus was like, do I need to be back so you can have this meeting? I said, no, I didn't pay these people. So, you know, if the kids are making some noise in the background, it's fine.
We just had the important 12:30. That's why.
Yeah, I had my 12:30 meeting. That was the one I was like, I don't want them kids near me. I need to focus on that one. So the twins were upstairs doing virtual school. Literally, the woman calls me and she's like, hey, is this still a good time? I was like, yes, absolutely. Moments later, sigh, the teacher needs you up in the classroom. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, it's still a good time going to the classroom. I'm talking to the lady. The teacher is saying something. I can't really focus on what he's saying. Amar's jumping on the twin beds. And I'm like, get down. I was just like, how did this happen right now? I had literally been in my office chair editing for 4 hours and barely anybody bothered me. But then
you got to do something. Yeah, when I need y'all quiet, y'all want to talk.
I was just like, how the heck is this happening to me right now? So my life has, even I think a lot of times when I want to give things individual attention, my life does not respect it. So I just be like,
life was like, hell, what you was talking about.
Just be like, oh, well. Well, also, if you're a multitasker and you have a very crowded schedule like myself, this next sponsor will be of great help, and that is Monk Pack. Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars. They are a great snack, a great in-between or quick breakfast for those of you all who can't let life get in the way of you needing complete things. It contains 1 gram of sugar or less, 2 to 3 grams of net carbs, and they're only 150 calories. They're great for anyone following the keto lifestyle. I'm not, and I still love them. And they're the perfect snack for anyone who's trying to eat better or cut back on sugars, carbs without sacrificing taste.
Hey, I'm things are good. I'm gonna keep it 100. hey, we got you got some Monk Pack in. You know, last for the week, 2 days.
2 days, I'm eating them all. You said 150 calories times that by 10.
Yeah.
No, they're really good. You can definitely tell they're healthier for you.
Yeah.
They're not like your traditional granola bar where you just like, this is just mesh packed together. You're getting real nuts, but they are crunchy and chewy at the same time, yeah, though. Because I'm not a big fan of like hard nuts where I'm like about to break my teeth off. But there is a little bit of crunch, but there's still some chewiness to it. So you can still feel like, this is really good. This doesn't feel like I'm eating out in the forest with squirrels. Mm. I do feel like I'm eating like a human, but a healthy one at that. Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars have a perfect balance of sweet and salty crunch from whole nuts and seeds, but still manage to be soft and chewy. They come in delicious flavors like sea salt dark chocolate, caramel sea salt, and peanut butter dark chocolate. Peanut butter dark chocolate is my favorite. Ooh. That's their new jingle.
Mm.
Don't get mad because you didn't come up with it first.
I'm not at all. More power to you. Now stop and continue.
They're perfect for a quick snack to satisfy your sweet tooth without guilt. Enjoy Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars as a quick breakfast while running errands or after workout. In addition to being keto friendly, the bar is also gluten-free, plant-based, and non-GMO with no soy, trans fat, sugar, alcohols, or artificial colors. Huh? I love these bars. And as Marcus says, he eats them more than he should. So, to make sure I'm fully stocked, I signed up for a subscription to my favorite flavors, which saves me 10% on every order and ships them to me automatically. Getting those delicious treats delivered to me on a regular basis has been a complete game changer and an effort to eat healthier. Iman? Try it for yourself and you'll see. And we have a special deal for our listeners. Get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering our code ARGUE at checkout. And Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll exchange your product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. To get started, just go to monkpack.com. That's MUNKPACK.com and select any product. Then enter the code ARGUE at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. Monk Pack, delicious, nutritious food you can count on. And we thank them for sponsoring this podcast.
So, yeah. On the podcast, this is going to cause an argument. There's an argument going on right now in the Patreon about whether it's called soda or pop. I'm going to settle this right now.
Soda pop.
It's pop.
No.
Okay.
No, it's not.
It's pop.
It's soda.
It's pop.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Pop is what Michael Jackson and Justin Timberlake
said. No.
Soda?
See, that's what the colonizers want you to call it, is soda.
It's actually a soft drink.
I grew up saying pop. I don't say either now because I don't drink. It just turned into, first of all, I don't drink it. But when I do, I'm like, give me a Sprite or Coke or Pep. It's just by its name. But I grew up saying pop.
Let me tell you, when I first moved to Kentucky, then we'll get back on topic. And
y'all going out.
I first moved to Kentucky. It was after church service, and the youth were trying to be, they were trying to be cordial, and they were like, "Y'all want a pop?" They asked me, Melissa, "Y'all want a pop?" We were like, "Yeah." They were like, "What kind?" I was like, "Grape," because I was thinking icicle pop.
But that's still a good go. Welch's grape pop.
Well, when he brought me the Welch's, I was like, what just happened? I was like, what just happened? Grape. Why did Shay Shiggity say it's called drank?
No, it ain't Shay. Nobody agrees with you on that.
It's drank. Give me, you got a drink.
No, the drink machine. Give me a drink. It's the pop machine.
Okay, how has my husband affected me? He's affected me in the fact...
In every possible way, positive way?
Yes. Ever.
I'm why she is where she is.
I am less cluttered because of him.
Are you? Not to take a dig.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I could not imagine.
Less cluttered.
Oh, wow. That gives me anxiety just think about what it used to be.
No. Mind you, it's less cluttered, but you're also seeing more clutter than what I've ever had in my life.
More stuff.
Yes. But literally the ability to throw away things. Don't need it. Did not have that.
We got boxes we ain't unpacked, and I'm like, don't even open it. Let's just dump it. Apparently, we don't need what's in it. And if we do, we just buy more.
And see, that's what you think. Now, that's the only part that be making me have a heart attack is that because I have handled all of the important stuff, there's certain stuff you cannot buy again.
Like what?
Like...
I know birth certificate and stuff. We done unpacked all that stuff.
Yeah, like that stuff.
Any deeds, titles, birth certificate, all has been unpacked. Don't nothing else matter.
You don't know if it's all been unpacked.
Yes. I do know. I know where it's all at.
I don't believe you.
All right.
I don't.
You ain't got to. Go out of town again. See what happens.
No, like my car, like it looks a mess now.
It's like, what about
but
your car?
But it does not look a mess like it would have. Like my back seat used to be just papers.
Oh man,
from
every
school, just papers. I do remember papers, that. Papers.
I remember
papers.
That in the Corolla. The first time I visited, it wasn't like it. But then, as we got to know each other, every left and right turn, it would just sound like, "Who is back there throwing stuff around?" It's swinging at the back seat like somebody's in here and I don't know.
Yes. So yes, getting rid of things definitely. You have influenced me on that. Very much so. You have. I dressed cuter because of you.
Why? How is that because of me? That's because of what I prefer.
Yeah.
I'm saying, how have I? It's like, what have I influenced by me being who I am?
Me dressing cuter because of who you are. And because you ain't gonna give no compliment out without there being a reason.
That's not the type of influence I was referring to.
Oh, okay. Please, then you give me another example.
By watching the way I operate or things you picked up from me.
Okay, like you give say, me another
you
example.
You say you have a slicker tongue now because of me.
I don't, you know what? I don't know if I want to give you credit for that though.
You have all this time and I was always shocked by it.
The only reason why I don't know if I necessarily want to give you all the credit for that is because I can hear my grandmother. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So maybe I'm willing to say the things because of you.
Okay.
That's probably what it is. But the actual like things coming out of my mouth feel very much so like Dorothy Lee. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the willingness to just be like, I'm going to throw this out there and let it land where it lands.
Whoever definitely. Yells, that's who it was meant for.
Yeah, that definitely, I can definitely, I'll give you that. Like Marcus's uninhibited choice of words.
Relax, Angel. It's not that bad.
I didn't make it sound bad. Okay. I said uninhibited choice of words.
It sounds hard.
Definitely has affected me because y'all see Marcus will say the things he want to say.
Not all the time. I've gotten better.
I know you edit back.
Huh?
I know you edit back.
I'll edit back.
I do know that. What else? How else have you affected me? I don't know. We've been together for so long. I'm like trying to remember me before you is what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the part. I feel like I think in 7 years, I will have been with you longer than I've been without you. Yep, 7 years. That's when I'll hit that number.
So luckiest like, woman I know.
Mm-hmm. You right. You right. I'm trying to think. In what way?
Good or bad. It ain't got to be positive.
Maybe even hygiene. Marcus has some of the best hygiene I've ever seen a human being have. And I didn't have bad hygiene, but I will say that I'm probably more persnickety.
I'm so particular when it comes to stuff, especially me with me being clean. Ugh.
Yeah.
I'd be running through toothbrushes every week.
He do. I'd be like, are you chewing on these? You're not supposed
be
to chew on
it. Be cleaning myself
it.
Like you thought something was wrong.
No. Chew on it. Yeah, I think that my hygiene is definitely a whole nother level of, I'm not used to anybody. I'm like, I don't have bad hygiene, but I don't think I've ever met anybody whose hygiene has been on his level. I have good hygiene. I don't like the smell. I don't be smelling. If I can't smell, I'll be ready to kill myself. I'll be like, yeah. I can't do it.
I know different people have different odors, but I feel like at the end of the day, when I take my socks off, my socks should smell like the lotion and soap I put on that morning. It's just me. I'm like, something's wrong if that ain't the case.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said, did you brush your teeth, Angel? Yes, I be brushing my teeth. They be getting brushed. They be brushed.
Yeah,
they be brushing. What else? What else from your?
From mine? I'm more willing to take chances because of you.
Ah, because I be out here betting.
Angel just
recklessly.
Just reckless with hers. And I'm like, you know what? Let me be less cautious. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was going to say. You're more willing to say the stuff that's in your brain because of me.
Mm-hmm.
I got to the point, a lot of times I wouldn't say anything, and then when I did, I'm like, well, here you go. Now I'm more strategic when I say stuff, when I do finally open up and say stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I got there from you.
Okay, I'll take it.
Just from all the arguments and stuff we've been in over the years. I said, no, this heifer been, she been saving up. She been listening and then paying attention. Oh, okay, I see what she been doing. Let me start doing that.
Yeah. In a negative side, I'm now more cautious with my actions, meaning Marcus still, he doesn't do the stuff, he just says he wants to do the stuff. Marcus be like, I want a motorcycle. And he'll, I want 15 guns. I want to still jump out of a plane. That has made me clam up so much.
So I've learned.
I know you don't do any of this stuff. Thank God I would have a heart attack.
But motorcycles off the table.
What are the other things that I said is off the table?
I ain't jumping out no planes.
Come on, somebody.
I do. I scale back. Give me some parasailing.
Oh, I'll parasail with you.
All right.
But I was never this person. But I also don't think I ever had anybody that I cared about as much as I care about you that wanted to do this stuff. At one point in time, I wanted to jump out of a plane. Absolutely.
That shouldn't change.
Oh, it did.
God got you.
Whether I'm alive or dead. However, my kids.
That'd be all right.
No, I would never do it. I would never do that to my children. I would never. That is something in my 20s when that friend of that brain had developed. That thing's developed now. And it's like,
lady, don't you run down them steps. You better walk. There's two steps right here.
Oh, my goodness. And I believe skydiving is fun. I believe that it is probably one of the most exhilarating things you could do. But it's never.
Yeah, what else could you do more exhilarating than jumping out of a plane, you know, 15,000 feet above.
Seeing your grandkids. That's the most exhilarating thing. And seeing your grandkids be born into the earth. And so I'm trying to make sure that I am alive for that moment.
Or 20,000, however high you are.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, that is one thing.
Yeah, indoor skydiving we would do. That's just a big-ass fan blowing air up at
I
you.
I thought about doing that for little Marcus's birthday, even though he wants to go.
Golf cart?
Go-kart. But I feel like that would be a dope surprise for him instead. But he might be like, but I literally told you exactly what I wanted you to do. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anything for you? Any negative?
Oh, plenty.
Marcus is way messier now. He's way messier. I don't care what he says. He is so much more messier than what he was when we first got together.
Yeah, I had to get that way because Angel wasn't budging. She budged a little bit. But I had to lighten up on how clean I wanted everything or we would have been miserable together.
No, you didn't have to lighten all the way up.
I didn't lighten all the way up.
I mean, you didn't have to lighten up to the level that you're at is what I'm saying.
Bullshit. Look, we would have not been together. I had to lighten up. The fact that I drive her truck now, every now and then.
You could clean that.
I'm not going to clean. That's the thing. I
would not be mad. I know you wouldn't be mad. If you cleaned it.
But I'm going to be mad if I get back in it and it looks the way it does.
It's not.
It will.
No, you know
why? It's happened before.
Listen, let me tell you why.
Get your hearing off my shoulder. Get your hearing off my shoulder.
Let me tell you why. Because the next week you're going to take it back to get
clean. Exactly. No, I'm not. That's why I left at the other house. We got a maid at the other house to clean.
Angel
begged. And I was like, I am not paying anyone to clean this house. Because if I pay someone to clean the house, people are going to keep it clean that live here. And if that don't happen, guess what? I ain't paying for nothing.
But guess what happened? We had a maid. And she always had something to clean when she got back there. I was like, oh, you gonna make
to the point to where it looked like she didn't even clean them. I was like, what did she do? She's fired. I'm like, no, that was us. That was her. Yeah, shut your mouth.
I'll bite you. What else? Ooh, here's a good one that you probably didn't know. My faith went to a different level with you because of you. Y'all wish y'all could have seen this. Marcus used to get mad at me all the time. I would check my bank account.
Oh my God.
And I'd be like, oh no. Oh no, I thought I had more money in there than what I do. Oh my God, I'm going to be overdrawn. Oh my God, oh my God.
She full on panic attacks.
Oh my God, I don't have the money. Marcus would be like, Angel, it's fine.
It's fine.
And a lot of times I would be looking at it wrong and I'd be like, oh, It's not that. It's just they're still holding my deposit. So there's money there. He'd be like, why you do all that?
Just every time.
So
every time.
His demeanor of Angel, it's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine.
That was always the thing. It's going to be fine. Even to the point of, I got it on camera. That lets you know I'm not lying. To the point of when we found out we had twins. His reaction was, while it was comical, the explosiveness of his reaction was short. Mm-hmm. Then it went to, all right.
All right.
I was like, I didn't know how. Well, actually, I made sure I was taking his lead. I didn't know how he was going to respond. Even my sister Melissa was like, how you end up with him? How he just going to be all calm about it after the fact? Because if he decided that it was about to be devastating for us to have to go from one mouth to feeding three, then I was going to feel like it was devastating to have to go from one mouth to to three. And he was just like, all right, then.
It is what it is. We got it. It was times like, not in the first house, but not in the second house. More so the first house, where Angel would get so stressed out. She was like, how are we going to make our mortgage? We both started off that way when we found out about that payment.
Surprise.
Both times.
Yes.
Both times. Like, how we run into this the third time, too? I'm like, how we get this high-ass payment?
Yes. Ooh, Jesus.
But it was times in I can't remember what the first and the second one, where she'd get this like, oh my God, mortgage is coming up. I'm like, why you don't worry about that? We have not once been able to make our payment. Ever.
No, we always paid it.
Ain't even been close. Like, all right, let's pull this over here and then we ain't got nothing left over here. I guess we won't eat.
We'd have been close. Yeah, man. I ain't gonna let you. No, it wasn't just in my mind.
That's just what you thought. No. I don't be letting no Angel know about all my finances.
Whatever. Maybe your half wasn't close. My half was scraped in. I was like, all right.
No, I ain't know about that.
Yeah. I'm like, oh no, it was close there. It was very, very close. I would say I definitely, while you have me scared on one end with the stuff that you be wanting to do, and I'll be like, no, no, do it. No. You have me in a calmer place when things pop up that aren't in the realm that I would normally feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say. You got one more?
Do I got? I thought it was about to end it. Let me see here. Angel made me messier.
How I said it.
I said the multitasking. Oh, Angel taught me to show more care for people.
Mm.
Whether I care. Like, it's very obvious that I care about my friends and everybody. But even though Angel, that the pendulum swings way too far for me, it did show me to show that I care more than what I used to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, calling people, checking up on them, being more, what's a good way to put it? Being more, a softer pillow to land on when someone's falling versus the tough love I would always give.
How did I influence you to do that?
Watching you with your crazy ass friend.
Oh.
I ain't going that far. However, it did make me see, like, people be going through stuff, and sometimes you got to just meet them where they at and let them go through their things before you start, like, all right, now I'm going to be me.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And get you back to where I know best to,
mm-hmm.
or judging off our relationship of what you think you need from me versus what you actually need from me in this moment. Because sometimes that's easier to see when you're not the person going through it.
That's beautiful. I'm really happy that that's something that I've influenced you to
mm-hmm.
do. That makes me very proud. Y'all know I take being a good friend very seriously, just
even
like
to
I
a
take...
fault.
I take being a good wife very seriously. You are my best of bestest friends. Yeah. Bestest. So every time you have a complaint, I take it seriously.
Look at this stuff on this floor.
That's why there is a organizer that already has my information. Then is scheduling a call.
When's she coming? Or he?
She. We have to schedule. We're scheduling a call.
Let's call him right now. Let's do it on the podcast.
So I take everything you say when you are down. I take it seriously. Do I not?
Mm-hmm. You do.
I try to make you happy. Send you little things. Tell you little things. To get that. Just to get that. Not even all of that. Just to get a...
Yeah.
I'll be like, I did it. I did it. Yes. I'll be like, I did it today. So, no. That was very sweet. I'm glad to know that I affected you in that way. How have we affected you all? That's what we want to know in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
How have being around us two crazy kids affected you? If you've been watching us for a year, a couple of months, 2 years, listen, at the show, let me tell you, it'll be in the vlog. Made my day. Somebody showed up in the very first piece of merchandise I ever released as that chick angel. My black, purple, and white leggings. Damn. I was like, what? I was like, no, you a true day one. You a true day one. I got the pandemic day ones. But she's a true day one. So how have we affected you, regardless of how long you watched us? Do you think, marriage, not for me? let us know in the comments if you're watching this on YouTube. You guys, please check out our sponsors, Scribd. Now, I'm going to tell you what. Ain't no reason why y'all shouldn't be over on Scribd getting it. It is a 60-day free trial. Don't y'all play
us.
We
don't even offer that.
I'm talking about if we got 13,000 people that watch this video, 13,000 people better go over there and put in our
scribd.com/argue. Let's make sure.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna say it in.
Don't go nowhere. Where you going?
Don't go nowhere because we want you to.
Sam.
We want to make sure you get over there. Don't you play us? It is. try.scribd.com/argue. Scribd is spelled S-C-R-I-B-D. Don't play us. Also, try out Love Every.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a child, a young child, or if you know someone about to have a young child, let them know about it. And a month pack. Listen, I know we going into the fall, but ain't no reason for us to just all of a sudden let ourselves go. We're not going into hibernation. Let's feed ourselves right.
Absolutely.
Again, special shout out to our Patreon, who's always wonderful.
Absolutely. Thank y'all for being here, Patreon.
Y'all are hilarious.
Even some of y'all showed up late. We ain't got no controller when Patreon let y'all know we here. It should go out to everybody at the same time.
I have no idea why it be doing all crazy for folk. Yes. Thank you guys so much for watching. We will be back. We will be back next week, per usual. You all can join us. And hopefully, it won't cause an argument. But if it does, we be fine.
Yeah, we'll be all right.
All right. Okay. All right. Until next time.
All right, fam.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.